Today I got time, yes. Today I got time, yes. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz
what?
Nigga, what's up? How gangster are you, cuz?
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz you disrespecting me.
Woo!
I don't fuck with you, cuz you disrespecting me.
Woo! I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good. What's going down? I can't believe I've been gone for that many days. I just happened to check yesterday. I was like, damn, I've been off of social media about 6 dang on days. I needed a break. I hope you guys are doing good. Happy Tuesday. It's the end of the month. This month just, like, it literally flew by. It really did. I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving was nice. I had a good time. My family came through. I made seafood dressing for the first time, and it was a hit, okay? It was fire. And it's already gone. You know what I mean? Like, there's no leftovers. It's already gone. It really inspired me to start doing some cooking videos on this channel. It ain't gonna be every day, honey. It might be, you know, one or two. But I have fun just posting the videos on my other Instagram page, the smaller one. You guys saw me mix everything together and put the ingredients in the pot. And it turned out really, really good. It was nice to try something different. I've always wanted to do that because I can cook. Like, I can throw down, okay? So I've always wanted to do, like, cooking videos, you know, something away from, like, the norm of YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And I figure if I do some cooking videos, maybe it'll get me back in the algorithm. Cause my black ass is shadow banned, honey. Okay. So I know how NBA Youngboy is feeling right now. It's a mess. Thank you guys. I'm glad y'all like the look. Rocking gray today. But yeah, and on another note, okay, the blessings just keep coming in. I officially signed my Spotify Green Room deal yesterday after almost 3 months of negotiations. Finally got a chance to sign the deal. So they bought 12 exclusive shows from your girl. So I'm super excited to be working with Spotify. You got to be able to diversify that bag. Anybody solely dependent on YouTube, you're silly. You know what I'm saying? You got to make moves. You got to expand. Got to go onto other platforms. You notice a lot of even like the beauty gurus and a lot of other bigger black content creators, they're not even making content on here as much as they used to, because YouTube at this point, you know, they've just done a lot of people foul. Thank you guys. Thank y'all for the congratulations. Appreciate y'all. So yeah, you know, they paid me my worth. They bought 12 shows. It's going to be exclusive to them. I cannot go on Clubhouse. Not that I ever did. Okay. I was never a Clubhouse girl. I did create a fake account though, with a fake name just to, like, you know, kind of sip and eavesdrop, but I wasn't impressed. But, they like the way I was running the Green Room shows and they want to work with me, you know, directly. So I'm here for it. And it's fun because it's a way to interact with you guys and have you guys call in and speak to my subscribers and things like that. So I'm super excited for, you know, the new year and, you know, what's to come. So that's something I wanted to talk about real quick. So shout out to Spotify for that one. Thank you for my flowers, Kelsey. She gave me a flower emoji. I appreciate you, love. But yeah, so it's been a lot going on my end. I've just been busy taking care of business. I'm also trying to debate on what deep dive video I want to do next. There's a few things I want to hit on, but I'm trying to debate. But I do want to do a deep dive video for, you know, the members and stuff like that. So I'm working on that low key. But today I want to come on and do a live stream. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. It's a lot of fuckery afoot, and I'm here for it, okay? So if you guys do not know, NBA Youngboy never broke again. Hate him or love him, he is the YouTube music video hip hop king. He is one of the most watched people on YouTube. Okay. And I think a lot of that came from, you know, him, you know, putting out his business out there with his baby mothers and all the drama with Jania and, you know, all that stuff. And he does make decent music. Yeah. You know, when I party and DJ, shout out to everybody who came to the Friendsgiving party. John, know I play NBA Youngboy. He has some bops. He got a few bops. Okay. They done did him foul. I had a feeling something was going to eventually happen. I didn't know it was going to be this extreme. A lot of people are saying that maybe NBA Youngboy is behind this, but I'm going to tell you 100% he's not. He's probably sick right now. So let me show y'all what happened. So the other day, this was 2 days ago, DJ Academics came online and was like, oh my God, oh my God, all the NBA YoungBoy's videos are gone. And I was like, hold on, wait, what? What you mean they're gone? If you go on his page on YouTube, he literally has no videos. Somebody said they can't hear me. You need to turn up your thing. I don't see, everybody else can hear me? Let me make sure everybody can hear me. Make sure YouTube ain't tripping. Can y'all hear me, or is it just that one lone person? Okay. Okay, making sure that everybody else can hear me. Thank you. Thank you. Turn up your volume because my equipment is actually working. So, yeah. So anyways, so I go on to go look for myself. You know, I'm nosy, honey. So I walked over there. So let me walk to his page. So I walked through the metaverse, whatever you want to call this shit. And I went over there. I'm like, well, damn, his videos are really gone. Just poof, poof, vamos, gone. So let me show y'all this. Sad. I think this should be a wake-up call to a lot of people. So let me just share my screen here. So this is what DJ Academics posted. And when you go on there, even to this day, legend has it, it's facts. The videos are gone. I checked earlier today, they're still gone. And it says they deleted all the music videos off of NBA YoungBoy's YouTube page. So this caused a lot of controversy. But for a while, there's been rumors of him being shadow banned on YouTube. Let me make sure I had that page up. Okay, here we go. So this was as early as September 28th. They were saying that NBA YoungBoy is getting shadow banned by YouTube. So this article says NBA YoungBoy is an artist who has seen massive success on YouTube's platform in the last couple years. That being said, NBA YoungBoy's success is equivalent to YouTube's success as they get views off of his music. But recently, there's been some controversy surrounding YouTube and NBA YoungBoy as YouTube is trying to shadow ban NBA YoungBoy. He's all set to drop his third number one album on the Billboard charts. He's one of the most streamed artists of last year on all platforms, including YouTube, as we all know. Most of the rappers in the industry are involved in criminal activities. Some have spent time in jail. He isn't any different. He's had multiple cases ongoing as we speak right now, but nothing too high profile. I mean, he hasn't killed anybody, you know, that we've publicly seen since he's been famous, you know. What he's done in the past, whatever. I'm just like, but they go on to say, so YouTube has decided to shadow ban him from their platform, which means he's not getting the promotion needed for his album. YouTube's algorithm, which has made him famous, is working against him. It's ungrateful from this side of YouTube. Is this ungrateful from the side of YouTube? That's what NBA YoungBoy's management thinks. But every rapper has done crimes and some even worse than his. So now let me take you back to what his manager said a few months ago about him being shadow banned. So his manager, okay, right here, says YouTube told us they can't promote YB because of his image, Junior wrote on his Instagram story in a since deleted post. Weak ass platform, your number one artist 3 years in a row. So that was coming from his manager. His manager was like going off about the situation a few months ago. Then they started shadow banning him. And it's messed up. You know, like I said, regardless if you like his music, don't like his music, if you, you know, don't like the fact that he has 20 kids by 50 different women, I don't know. All that to me doesn't matter. The fact is, he is one of the most streamed artists on this platform, okay? He gets views. His album is like number one right now on the Billboard. I mean, his fans really support him. I mean, he's bigger than Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift. Like, people really rock with his music. And so YouTube is saying that his image and his lifestyle does not fit with the YouTube brand. So they started shadow banning him, and now they've just deleted all his videos. That is very disturbing. And it's a messed up feeling to be shadow banned. You know, I can attest to this. Many people can attest to this, especially if you're a truth speaker. They shadow ban people on Twitter. I'm shadow banned on my main Instagram page. You know, even when I post on there, maybe only 25% of the 200,000 people who follow me on there get my post. On my other page, where I'm not shadow banned, everyone gets that post for the most part. There's even more engagement on my smaller page than even on my bigger page. It's disgusting. What I also noticed is, you know how on my public YouTube page when I post, because I started posting that to give people notifications because people kept complaining they're not being notified. So before my streams, I go onto on my shadow ban platforms and I notify my own, you know, subscribers, fans, and supporters. And I go on Facebook, hey, going live at 4:30, join me. Go on Instagram, both pages, hey, going live, join me. What I've noticed, when I used to tell people on my YouTube page, hey, I'm going live, I would get hundreds of comments, thousands of likes. And I remember a lot of people found me from there. Because at first I thought it was just me talking to my own subscribers. But then I would notice people saying, who the hell is this girl? Like, who are you? I've never heard of you before. I'm about to check you out. Oh, you're live? Oh, I'm going to watch your live stream. Never seen you on YouTube before. So I'm like, oh, this is cool. You know, this is a cool way to bring new people to BT Sippers. But what I've noticed now when I post, and y'all can go check the people who are on my, you know, go to my channel and look. I'm lucky if I get 24 comments and 1,000 likes. But if you go back to like, even 2 years ago, it'd be like 5,000 likes, over 200-300 comments. So this shadow banning situation is very serious, and it's fucked up. It's a messed up feeling to know that you've done nothing wrong. I've done nothing to these people. I don't come on here starting a bunch of mess. Mind my business. I sip my damn tea or, you know, water for now. And that's about it. But they literally, at this point, can control who they want to push through the algorithm, who they want to make celebrities, who they want to make stars. And it's sad. And I think because YT is trying to go towards television. And we know with television, there's a lot more regulations, you know, the FAA, FCC, FBI, you know, just all that shit. That is what YouTube's end goal is. And I think they're trying to get rid of a lot of people. And see, when it was happening to the truther community, a lot of people ignored it. Oh, those are just the crazies of YouTube with the tin hats. Oh, well, if they get shadow banned, who cares? But now that it's happening to mainstream artists, this is definitely causing a conversation. Now people are concerned. But when I and others were talking about this for years, about being shadow banned and people not getting our videos, people not getting our notifications, oh, y'all are just making excuses. You just suck. You've been on here for 30 years. No, that's not it. How do you stop growing after being on here for 10 years? Like, you don't just stop growing, you keep growing. And they've had my channel and a lot of other people's channels just stagnant at the same numbers. You know what I'm saying? Where 2 years ago, I was getting anywhere from 5 to 10,000 new subscribers a month. Now I'm lucky if I get 500 new subscribers. You know, so that's why I said at this point, you can't even worry about the numbers and all that shit because they're going to do what they want to do. You just got to make sure that you have other platforms, you know what I'm saying, other streams of revenue and other ways to interact with your supporters. Point blank, period. Now, to the people saying, well, Contrell, he gets in his feelings. He's deleted his whole Instagram page before. He's deleted all his Instagram pictures. I get that. We know every now and then he acts like he's menstruating, but that's not what's going on here. And I can attest to this. NBA Youngboy, most of his money comes from YouTube. Do you guys notice he really doesn't tour? Put a teacup if you've been to an NBA Youngboy concert. He doesn't tour like that. Why? Because he makes at least, I would say, anywhere from $1 million to $2 million a month on YouTube. He makes in a year $11 million on YouTube. So we got three cups. He told y'all, he don't tour like that. There's literally three cups right now in the comments section. He doesn't have to tour because he's not one of these struggle rappers where he has to tour, like, not trying to, you know, Don Boosie, but let's keep it real. Boosie's money ain't what it used to be. That's why he was very upset when they took his tour bag. NBA Youngboy is for the youth, the children. They fuck with his music. And how do the kids show loyalty? Via streaming, supporting them on YouTube and things like that. So he doesn't have to tour. He's not a part of this whole slave tour. I got to tour, you know, 10 months out the year just to feed my family. He really doesn't. He literally drops a music video. And it's not super high budget. I mean, the one with him and Juice WRLD, they were literally running through the damn bayou. That's my song, honey. Bandit. We're just running through the bayou. Juice WRLD has on no shirt. There's really no gear. I mean, these aren't the videos of when we were growing up with like Big Pimpin', you know, those big budget Hype Williams videos. Hell no, these are regular videos. Just strolling through the hood with his gun, rapping and shit. So he's not even paying a lot for production. Literally, I could film NBA YoungBoy's videos. Just dance and wave your guns in the air. Wave them like, just don't care. So he's making money hand over fist. These aren't big budget, you know, music videos. And it's just him and his homeboys or, you know, his little team. And they're filming them. They're getting all these views. So that is a bulk of his money. And he's talked about this. I get a big bag off of YouTube. Damn near $11 million a year. So for his videos to be gone, I'm going to say it's one of two things. Right now, he's on house arrest. He's looking at, I believe, Fed time. I might be wrong, but I know he's looking at prison time. It is Fed time. Felon, he's a felon with a gun. He got caught with that gun, took the police on a high-speed chase, all that shit. One of the ways that the feds try to break you is to stop your income flow. Okay? And think about it when it's somebody who is doing dirt in the real world, right? Let's say you're money laundering and doing all types of mafioso type shit. What they do, they freeze your businesses. They lock your physical, you know, office. You can't even go into the office to do your business. Everything's locked up. Your business is closed down. They done came and raided everything. There's really no way for you to work. They frozen your bank accounts, all this shit. With him, it's different because his business is not a physical location. It's on YouTube. Ta-da. So I think what's going on, if y'all think that he deleted them videos, you're silly as hell. He didn't delete those videos. That is his moneymaker. Who's going to delete something that makes you $11 million a year? Don't be foolish, you guys. I believe the feds are coming down on YouTube. Like, y'all have to stop this man's stream of income. Okay, because if he's getting that stream of income, he's able to pay for his high class attorneys and still take care of his family and act unbothered. But once they squeeze that money out of him and he has no main income, because he really can't tour right now, he's stuck on house arrest. So I believe that this is deeper. I believe that either YouTube, you know, was forced by the feds to delete all his videos so they could stop his income stream. Or YouTube is just being typical, you know, a-holes. It was like, you're not YouTube friendly, so we're deleting your videos. But I just, for me, you know, I'm a slight conspiracy theorist, honey. I wear my tin hat proudly. I believe that's what's going on. I do not believe that Cantrell went on there and deleted his own videos. Those videos are his moneymaker. They're his blood, sweat, and tears. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, you know, allegedly, it's just my, you know, conspiracy, you know, allegedly, but that's just how I feel. You know, it's been a lot of conversation online about this, but it is very scary to think about because, again, this is a platform that a lot of people come to. Most people don't even watch television. And even when you watch TV, what are you doing? You're watching YouTube on TV, you know? So it's like for them or for anybody to just pull the plug on somebody's videos, especially somebody's high profile, is NBA YoungBoy scary. Because then it's like, well, what about the regular folks? And this happens to regular people all the time. Think about all the Black content creators who've just had their channels just zoop, deleted. You know what I'm saying? Just out the blue. And it's like the worst feeling in the world. And especially if that's your main source of income, it's very, you know, it's debilitating. It's like you can't breathe, you know? So it's sad. It's really sad. I don't know what's going to come of this, but I definitely want to talk about it. And I want people to be aware of what's going on. And I believe that YouTube is definitely trying to make their way into that television space. They want YouTube to be the new television. you know, and they're going to start coming down and cracking down even harder. We see yesterday, Jack Dorsey, he stepped down as CEO. Once again, the great CEO exodus. He stepped down as the CEO of Twitter. And now this other guy, y'all can write his name. He's an Indian guy. I just don't know his name off the top of my head. No disrespect. He's taking over. But from what I've researched, he's even more of a damn dictator and he hates free speech. So I don't know. Twitter was already getting bad with the censorship. And now with the new CEO, I think it's going to be even worse. So the whole thing is just really disturbing. Let me go ahead and read some of these comments here. Let's see here. Marvin D sent 10 says, hey, sis, looking gorgeous as always. Just got here. Was your seafood dressing a crowd favorite? It was. There's literally no leftovers. I'm in a big old pan, honey. It was really good. It was fun to try something different. So thank you for the super chat. Yasmin says, hey, T, you're the only YouTuber I can watch every video in live and never miss them. Did you see what happened to 6ix9ine's Spotify account a couple weeks ago? Got hacked. Love from Norwich, England. Thank you so much. No, I did not know that his Spotify account got hacked. Huh, that's interesting. I wondered somebody had to try and stop his money flow as well. He's another one. But thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Adriana sent 5. She says, there's no one going to stop me from listening to you. Love you, Chica. By the way, Facebook introduced me to you back in the day. LOL. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much. You know what's funny? Have y'all noticed my old videos have been like trending? They've been pushing like all my old videos from like 10, 11 years ago through the algorithm. And bitch, I'm here for the 2021 comments, honey. People are like, T has been the same person from day one. I've kept it real from day one. I've had the same demeanor, same disposition from day one. Everybody, I was like, my phone was blowing up and I'm like, what is this friends, fake friends video that everybody keeps commenting to? Child, they was pushing that all through Thanksgiving. I said, okay, YouTube, trying to do something nice for you, girl. And of course the video was demonetized. So I went and submitted it to, you know, to remonetize, and they actually approved it, which is good. It was an old school video, just me talking about fake friends and, you know, things like that. But yeah, it was like from like 11, 12 years ago. Yeah, been the same since. Only things have changed is the wigs have gotten a little bit nicer. That's about it. The wigs are a little bit more hooked up now. So yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate the love and just the support over the years. It means a lot to me. So thank you, sis. Let's see here. Sweet PJ says, I noticed they also control top comments versus newer comments. If it's a channel they're not too fond of, the comments that appear when you click on the video will be newer versus the top one. I noticed this on Instagram as well. Yeah, they definitely play with the comments, especially if it's like comments where people are going in on the video. So like, you know, if they're like political videos, you know, old man Joe Biden videos, those comments are just turned off. They definitely play with the comments. They do. So thank you. C's B says, hey, I needed this so much. Love you. Keep me entertained. Thank you. You're so welcome. Thanks for coming through. Whoop, it's Nita. Posted goat emojis. Thank you. I appreciate you, sis. Thank you. Pickle Nick sent 5 says, hey, T, I'm blessed to see your face on my birthday. I'm the one from Zoom that brought up the Fortnite dance. Keep shining. See you on the Discord. Oh, wow. Thank you so much and happy birthday to you. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate the super chat. And yeah, you definitely put me up on game, honey, because I had no idea that Fortnite was a battle royale and all these kids were just killing each other. Child. And I know you seen what I posted on Discord, that boy's coffin. That red coffin with the Fortnite symbol, Ezra Blunt, his daddy knows. Oh, child. Why would you put the damn Fortnite logo on the damn, on the boy's coffin? Knowing that that's what the shit symbolizes is dancing on the dead. I don't get his father. I just don't understand it. But thank you for coming through and happy birthday once again. Let's see here. Coco Snore Smile. That's a funny name. Senfai says, yeah, I finally caught a live. You look great, T. Thanks for all your hard work. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming through, love. Patrick C. says, Brian Shelter, CNN, is the government mouthpiece for the elite. He was complaining about memes, and now Twitter has banned memes. They're coming for everybody? Hold up now. Brian needs to shut the hell up. What do you mean they don't ban the memes off of Twitter so you can't post memes anymore? But I knew this was coming. Because they was already trying to ban memes overseas because they're saying that some of the memes are mean. I love a good meme, honey. That's crazy. It's like you can't even have fun anymore. Even like GIFs and stuff like that, they're trying to ban in certain countries. I didn't know they were doing that here now. That's sad. It just seems like at this point, people are so sensitive, they can't take a joke. You know, and it's like, that's the internet. That's what makes the internet is memes and GIFs. Like I holler when I see people turn like stuff from my videos or my live streams into GIFs and they post them like on Discord or like I have a lot of like my videos that people use, like snippets of me when I say stuff on TikTok, you know, and I'm not mad. It's just like, you know, have fun with it. I don't get it. I don't think it's that serious. Even if it's something silly, like somebody slipping and falling, it's just funny. I'm sure Michelle Williams hates the fact that we've gifted her, you know, falling when she was getting ready to do the song on 106 in Park. But shit, it brings back old memories from 2002. It's a good laugh. I don't get the sensitivity. It doesn't make any sense. It's sad. Let's see here. Thank you, Brian. I mean, I say Brian. Thank you, Patrick. AK says, Ghislaine Maxwell's trial started today. Don't know if it's related to the Twitter CEO stepping down or not. Yeah, they're not ready for that conversation. And do you notice, okay, maybe I'm tripping. Where's her mugshots? I'm just saying, even when they talk about her, they always use like, you know, just regular pictures. How come she hasn't had any recent mugshots? She's been in jail for about going on 2 years now. Where's all her mugshots? Derek Chauvin, he has like a whole plethora of mugshots. Where's Ghislaine Maxwell's? Now, I was looking at some postings on Twitter. They were saying that they were, you know, court, like there was court document stuff. And it was a lot of interesting names on there, honey. Allegedly. Like I said, they said it was real court documents. I didn't really go research to verify, but there were some interesting names on there. So I don't know. Did he step down because his name was on there? Who knows? But yeah, they've been removing those posts off of Instagram. So it's very hard to find them. But when the documentations came out, people were posting them on Twitter and on Instagram. They've been taking them down. So I don't know. Let's see here. Michaela McMillan says, hey, Auntie, love and support you. Always been watching you since junior year in high school. I'm always ready to watch your vids with the snack. You remind me of my mother while I'm away at college. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Thank you for being a OG tea sipper. All right, y'all. So I want to go ahead and get on to some more topics here. Let's talk about Fetty Wap. I got to talk about this Fetty Wap situation. Now, when his daughter died, you know, I heard about it and everything. And it's sad because she was only 4 years old. Beautiful little girl. She looks like his twin. Gorgeous little girl. And I remember doing videos of the mother, you know, Torquay's mommy years ago. Because she was going off. Remember, she was pregnant. It was like two of them pregnant at the same time. The Masika got pregnant. He had all these kids within like the span of not even 3 years. And, you know, they were together at one point. Then it came out as, you know, she got pregnant on the first time. They tried to make it work, didn't work. And plus he was smashing other people. And she eventually came out. She's blasted him over the years for just being a deadbeat dad. Not taking care of the baby. Not doing right by them. You know, so now we're seeing Fetty Wap going on this hobo tour, okay? He's going on this hobo tour. He's talking to Fat Joe, who I guess he went from being a rapper to a gossiper. All he does now is just gossip on the internet. you know, like an old hen. So he goes on the Fat Joe show and he's talking about the death of his daughter and how sad he is. And Toy Corps' mommy ain't having it. She's like, first of all, you never dealt with your daughter. You never talked to your daughter. Shut the hell up using my daughter for basically clout and for attention and sympathy. So I'm going to go ahead and play you guys these clips here. She went off, and I'm not mad at her. Let's see here.
The thing that blew me, Joe didn't even ask you. It wasn't like, yo, Joe, I mean, yo, WAP, and you know, I didn't mean to bring it up, but you know, your daughter passed. And just, no, you just was like, hey, oh, and by the way, hey, my daughter passed away. And I'm like, yo, if nobody's asking, stop volunteering. Like, I don't get it. I have literally told y'all. Y'all, everyone has seen me flip out. Like, flip out. And yeah, I know. Here's the down T. I know, bruh. She about to be like, no, bruh. Why are you here? Sign off. But everybody has seen me flip out about, like, trying to do some meeting with my child. Everyone, I have lost my mind and done some about, feel me, like, trying to post my daughter and record or anything like that. Like, you feel me? I know, girl. Listen. We here, bro. Fuck you for life. Oh, my bad. I'm on my dad's seat, y'all. That's right here. But yeah, and I really don't feel like for life, but at the end of the day, if you want it to be, the way you was talking on the sound like you want it to be. Sounds like you're mad that I don't like that you always be talking about my daughter. Like, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. When I feel better enough to talk about my child and post my child, I will. Because I'm the only person that has that right. I'm the only person, like, did that fuck one time and disappeared, does not have that right. Like, I feel you. I know you got to. That's cool. You don't have that right. Like, feel me? Like, that picks up his child every weekend, every two weekends, calls his child every other day, sends child support every month. Nigga has a right. You are not. Period. You have never in my child's life ever. You literally told me and you told Lauren said that I'll come see her when she's 16 because you thought that he was doing such a great job that you didn't need to be around. You've told me, like, let your child raise your child by yourself. You told me a million times, every single time I used to ask you for help, here's my address, here's my lawyer, take it up with, serve me. You literally used to tell me that all the time, serve me. I'm not doing it for you. So, boy, depressed about what? Please. The last time you FaceTimed my daughter? No. Not the last time. I would say the third to last time. You know what I'm saying? Like, called you her uncle. You feel me? Like, let's be real. That's why at that time I was like, yo, you need that one day with her so she could get to know you again. Because she don't know your ex. Are you mad? Stop doing interviews about my... I'm depressed, bruh.
So this was him gossiping with Fat Joe.
Yeah, I mean, like, I lost my daughter. You know, I lost my daughter June 24th, right? Like, I got that phone call 12:36 p.m. Like, I'll never forget this day in my life, bro. Like, I was sitting down in Miami at this Cuban spot I go to out there. And I had ordered me a steak skirt, a skirt steak. Rice and beans and the lemonade, bro. It's my favorite meal, feel me? And at 12:36 p.m., I seen my baby mother number pop up on my phone. And at the time, we wasn't really getting along like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, like, I'm about to see my baby, you feel me? Like, I'm about to see my daughter. And when I answered the phone, 12:36 p.m., bro, I'll never forget it. Like, she looked at me, and when she looked at me, I'm like, what's up? Like, what's up? Then she dropped her head. I hung the phone up. Like, nah. What's up? Like, then she called me back again. You feel me? Then I see the tears coming down. She like, get over here. Like, right now. Come here right now. Like, come here right now. Then she showed the police officer. The police officer was like, I'm sorry. When he said I'm sorry, that's when I already like, you feel me? Like, so I say that to say this. Like, none of my life will ever be that bad that's the worst thing that could ever possibly happen to me in my life. You understand? So And I say that to say my hand always hard, bro. Like, I was in a real dark place after that, bro. It was 2 weeks after my 30th birthday. I turned 30 June 7th. My daughter passed June 24th. You feel me? And I'm like, what am I supposed, like, why? You know what I mean? Like, it was no, like, you know, when you come from a certain place.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and come on. Okay. First of all, I'm reading the comments section. I don't, you know, mods, do your job. If they're in there going in about stupid shit, remove them out of here. I don't know why other people are being brought up. I don't know what the drama is, but let's focus on this stream. If y'all want to go and you're mad at another YouTuber, take that shit to their page, okay? But anyhow, concerning Fetty Wap and, you know, Turquoise, I feel her for being upset. You know, as a mother, and especially if he was a deadbeat dad and only talked to the little girl, you know what I'm saying, twice a year, and said that he didn't want to, you know, that the stepfather's doing a fine job, so he shouldn't really have to be expected to be in her life, and he'll come and see her when she's 16. I just think for him, I'm not going to say that he doesn't have the right to be mourning. It's still his child. It's still his seed. And it's sad anytime a child dies. I don't care if it's your child, somebody's child that you hear about on the news, somebody up the street. It's sad when any young person loses their life, especially a baby. She's only 4 years old. But I believe a lot of his guilt, a lot of his, you know, depression and what he's going through with his death is because of guilt, is because of not being in that child's life. And when I was saying this years ago, like, this shit is not cute. You're having all these kids by different women in multiple states. You're creating all these single father households, okay? These kids are not even growing up like siblings. They don't even know each other like that because they're not being raised together. It's one thing if they're all raised in the same household. Okay, fine, parents separate, divorce. But it's half the baby's mothers don't even get along. And then he's not even the main catalyst to bring his children together. So I just feel like he's using this as an excuse, you know what I'm saying, to garner sympathy. And also, let's not forget, child, he has a Fed case. Okay? Remember, he just got popped recently for a lot of fucking drugs. Let me refresh y'all's memory. I mean, a lot of drugs. He's looking at a lot of time. 100 kilos. Pull this up. Remember, I talked about this just, a few weeks ago. Boom. Fetty Wap arrested with drugs. That was back on November 6th. It's a lot of damn drugs. That's enough to give you, look at all that money. Okay? He's definitely looking at some time, him and his whole entourage. And I believe that that might be why he's speaking on this. Because like she said, Fat Joe didn't ask you anything about our daughter. He didn't say, you know, are you depressed? How are you doing with the death? He just brought that up himself. And so, you know, it might be mean to say, but I feel like he's low key, you know, talking about this little girl, his daughter, that he did not take care of, that he really did not acknowledge, that he didn't do anything for, to basically diffuse and take people's attention away from the fact that he has a major drug case hanging over his head. We ain't forgot, Fetty, was just earlier this month. It wasn't like it was 3 years ago. And I think that's what it is. So I'm not mad at her for being mad and being upset, because I do think it's tacky that he's talking about the little girl continuously, but you weren't in the little girl's life. So, but like I always tell folks, from every situation that you go through in life, you have to take it as a lesson, right? So I hope that the death of this beautiful child wakes him up and lets him know, you know, that life is too short. Be in your kids' life. You created them, whatever circumstance, one night stand, relationship, you didn't want to be with the mother. All that is irrelevant. These kids are here now, and kids have nothing to do with adults and their fuckery. They just want to be loved by both parents. So I think he needs to take this as an opportunity to take care of the kids and be in the kids' lives that are still here. So I just find the whole situation just really sad, you know, and I feel, you know, people are saying that she has no right to be upset. He's the father as well. I do think she has a right to be upset, because if you're not going to speak on the little girl when she was alive and show pictures of you and the little girl, like, you don't really see pictures of the of Fetty Wap and the little girl. I've seen pictures of Fetty Wap and Masika's daughter, but not, you know, Turquoise's daughter. So if you weren't really, you know, posting her and spending time with her and making it public, why are you constantly talking about her in death? I definitely feel the mother for being upset. And then we can't forget, she's still mourning. That's her child. She's still in mourning. So that's probably triggering her. You know what I'm saying? That people are sending her videos of the ex who's done nothing for the child, and he's speaking on the daughter. You know, her daughter's never coming back from that. And that's a hard pill to swallow. So I can't be mad at her for being upset and feeling away. Because at the end of the day, she had to raise that girl, you know what I'm saying, and make sure she was okay and be there for her. So the whole situation is sad. It really is. Let's see here. Shayla says, hey, Auntie, sending love your way. Did you hear about the school shooting that happened in Oakland, Michigan today? I just heard about it earlier before the stream. Now, I hope the child. Remember when I said this when I was in the hotel room in Atlanta, and I was very upset about people who were excusing the school shooter in Texas? Remember he claimed to, oh, I was bullied. They were picking on me, you know, and I shot my bully and I just happened to shoot other people. And people really excused it. Remember that? People excused it. Remember, I was attacked because I called him out. Give a fuck if he was bullied. You asshole, you take the shit out outside of school. You don't go in the school and start shooting, you know, recklessly and potentially hitting kids who had nothing to do with the situation. And remember, the internet was so, oh, he did the right thing and it's time that these bullies get their just desserts. And I said, you guys are putting the energy out there where you guys have made this school shooter popular. Y'all want him to drop a diss track and all this foo-foo shit. Don't be mad when the next kid sees this and they feel like this is the way to go. And now today, we have a 15-year-old child who has shot up his school and killed not one, but three people. And let's see if that child ends up using bullying as an excuse. And let's see if you same weirdos who were co-signing the idiot in Texas, that it's now come out that he was not being bullied. Okay, he was just as deviant as the fucking person that he shot. Let's see if y'all have the same energy. Let me go ahead and pull up the story real quick here. That's the thing. I put in shooting. Every city came up. Shooting in Minneapolis today. Shooting in New Orleans. Shooting in Milwaukee. Damn. Shooting in Miami, South Beach. This is sad. America and all these shootings. Ugh. You put in shooting, every damn state comes up. But let me go ahead and show y'all this real quick here. Let me share my screen. Here it is, top story. Three dead and eight injured. Oxford High School shooting. This happened an hour ago. 15-year-old student. I'm going to just read some of what they're saying. I don't know the ins and outs because it literally just happened. 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore armed with a semi-automatic handgun is accused of shooting his school Tuesday afternoon, killing three students and injuring seven others and a teacher. The incident unfolded in about 5 minutes. The police said the shooter, who was not injured, was arrested and turning himself over to officers. Michael McCabe, the Oakland County undersheriff, who lives about half a mile from the school, said that the news conference, it appeared that the suspect worked alone. Investigators are interviewing students and scurrying social media for clues and a motive. Child, social media solves the crime every time. The police said that the three slain students were 16-year-old boys, was a 16-year-old boy and two girls, 14 and 17. Two of the other victims were in surgery Tuesday evening. The other six are in the hospital in stable condition. It's unclear whether the suspect had targeted anyone. Some said he was bullied. Oh, snaps! The bullying excuse! What did I say? What did I say months ago? Y'all are putting the energy out there and giving kids who feel like they're being bullied an excuse to shoot up their school. But I was reaching, though. I was reaching to someone when I said that. Look what they said. Some are saying he was bullied. Once again, I don't give a damn. That's not an excuse to come back to your school and take folks out. Bullying sucks. I was bullied. So I'm not excusing it, but I never came back and aired out my school. Okay? I just took it and became that bitch later on in life. Okay? Shout out to my bullies. Sorry that you couldn't phase me. You know what I mean? You just do better in life. Because a lot of people who are bullying you, they're bullying you because they ain't got shit going on in their life. They're depressed. They're mad at their home situation. And they're putting all that energy and anger and animosity towards you because they see something in you. So you take that bullying as a motivation to better yourself in life. You don't come back and shoot the school up. Now you about to be in prison. But again, this was the energy that folks was putting out there this summer. He was bullied. Oh, well, you shouldn't have been bullying him. I wish I'd have shot up my school when I was bullied. Just all types of foolishness. And I said it. I said, you guys are putting out the energy and you guys are making it seem like this is okay and keep the same energy. Remember, I said this. Damn, I wish I had a flashback. I'm going to have to look for him, post on Instagram. And I said, keep the same energy when the bully comes to your child's school and shoots it up and your child happens to be a victim. We should never be condoning this shit happening in the schools. I got a kid in school. A lot of y'all are parents and y'all got kids in school. This is scary. And this is foolishness. And it was so many adults co-signing that boy in Texas, only to find out the dumbass wasn't even being bullied. And I told y'all that. Nothing about him screamed, I'm being bullied. How the hell did your child shoot up the school and the mama up there with that crooked wig? My child was bullied. Like, damn, she had an excuse ready. Because she knew that was going to come after her ass because he had no business having a gun at that age. Where'd he get the gun from? They were trying to get ahead of it. But y'all ran with it and y'all excused it. I don't know, man. I called it. Tigro Godamas called it. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry for the victims. Rest in peace to them. This is horrible. And this could have happened at anybody's school. Again, we have to just be really, really careful with the energy that we put out there, the things that we say. The children are watching. And when they see grown adults co-signing bullshit, they then think it's okay. Now you have three people who done lost their lives. And we don't know if these three kids were bullying him or if he was a bad shot and just came in there like fucking Rambo, just shooting up the damn classroom. These kids could have not even been the ones bullying him. It's sad. And then the fact that he just peacefully turned himself in, he's probably thinking he's about to go viral now like the last boy. It's sad. It's sad. Y'all remember that fucking crooked ass wig? My son was bullied. Bitch, get the fuck out of my frame. Someone bullied. He was a damn drug dealer at the school, allegedly. I knew her ass was full of shit. Instead of being, I'd be embarrassed as hell. Hell no, I don't want to talk to the media. This bitch up here trying to straighten out her wig. Yeah, my son was bullied at the school because he had nice clothes. Bitch, ain't about bullying your son. Sit down. Fucking weirdo. People be excusing anything. My son was a victim. I'm stupid. Y'all remember that shit? She came out there in the shooting. It wasn't even an hour after the shooting. Bitch out there doing fucking press reports. My son was bullied. Like, damn, the shooting just happened. I knew her ass was trying to cover up something. Probably gave the boy the gun. Weird ass old lady. Let's see here. Raging Bacon. I like how you spell that. Sim499 says, hey, T, thank you for going live on my birthday, 11:30 Sag gang. Happy birthday to you. A lot of November birthdays. Okay, Sagittarius, I'm feeling that. All right. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you, love. Let's see here. Young Kobe says, I wish we could revert back to the old days of communicating, but they made everything convenient through our phones, which keeps us in line with their agenda. Facts. Facts. Thank you, Young Kobe. David Perry says, T, you are simply the best, like Tina. Thank you, David. I appreciate you, love. Thank you. Andrea B says, PETA is making flesh clothing. People are buying real estate in the metaverse. School shooting, amongst other things. A lot going on. Yes, I'm going to talk about that PETA situation. I'm going to wait till the end, though. We're going to talk about that later. Because, you know, if I start talking about that, they're going to start messing up the stream and stuff. I've been out here ready for 50 minutes. Child, we got more stories to cover. Let's see here. Yolanda, what's up, sis? Yolanda Drinker sent 20, says, just showing love. Glad I caught the live. I'm glad, too. Thanks for coming through, sis. Static Shock Nini sent 5, says, T, did you hear that Rihanna is pregnant? Yeah, I heard. And I kind of seen her belly when they was giving her some type of hero award. I thought that was a bit much. I got to keep it real. Ambassador, yes, you know, she's done a lot, but Hero of Barbados, that's a big title. But yeah, I seen it, unless she had a little bit of a belly, you know. I'm still trying to, I like ASAP Rocky for the most part. I think he's very handsome. I'll give him that. Them cheekbones, honey, that smooth skin, very handsome. But I don't know. I still feel a way about him talking about dark-skinned girls can't wear red lipstick. I don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that. That, nah. But I guess if she likes them, you know, I wish them the best. You know, I love me some Rihanna. You know, I'm Team Rihanna, honey. I don't know about the hero status, but I'm Team Rihanna, okay? But I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be interesting if she's pregnant by him. It's going to be very interesting. I think the baby would be adorable, though. Because Rihanna's pretty, and like I said, he's cute. Nice cheekbones. His hair don't grow, though. Still the same damn length. Ever since he came out, that shit is still sitting at shoulder length. But he has some good teeth. He's basically the fine version of Travis Scott. I said it. I don't give a damn. ASAP is the fine version of Travis Scott. Travis Scott is the great value version of ASAP Rocky. And neither one of them, both their hairs is just stuck at shoulder length. Just them braids don't get no longer. So at least Rihanna, she's pregnant. She got with the, you know what I'm saying, with the original version. Because, you know, she dated Travis Scott, too. She did. She dated Travis Scott before Kylie, you know what I'm saying, got with him. But, yeah, so it's going to be interesting. We'll see. You know, I know she wants a baby. I think she's going to be a good mom because she's been taking care of that little baby, her little niece, for years. You know, that's like her baby. So I know she's going to be a good mom. She's going to be a good mom. Yes, I said that. Yes, the great value version, honey. They might be a lot of alike. You know what I'm saying? Travis Scott and ASAP. You know their style. Except ASAP, you know, he has confidence. He looks and, you know, he looks at the camera. He smiles. He shows his teeth. He knows he looks good. Travis Scott is always like this. Look up, Travis. Say cheese. ASAP be like. Travis be like. That's how you can tell him apart. Travis always got his damn head down and shit. ASAP be like, I know I'm a fucking pretty boy, bitch. Where the camera at? Let me stop talking about Rihanna baby daddy, honey, before she get mad. That's my good sis. I love Rihanna. So let me go ahead here. Next topic. Let's see. I got a lot of stuff written down. Hold up now. Oh, shit. Kanye West. We're going to talk about this. We're talking about Travis. So let's talk about Kanye. So Kanye West decide to feed the homeless for Thanksgiving, right? Oh, and rest in peace to Virgil too. He died. And people been asking me, like, what do you think about the whole Virgil situation? I said, hell, I feel like Kanye sacrificed him. I'm just kidding. But it is very strange, you know, that he was just one moment he's DJing, he's looking healthy and fit, and then all of a sudden he just died abruptly from cancer. I don't know, I just find it weird. But I remember that was beefing. You know, Kanye was very jealous when Virgil went to go work for Louis Vuitton. You know, he wanted him to stay with him. And Virgil was like, no, I got to spread my wings. You know what I'm saying? This is a good opportunity. So I just find it weird. I just, you know, anytime people die around that family, I find it strange. You know, part of that Kardashian curse. Look, somebody said, T not kidding. I can't stand y'all. You're not going to be like, oh, I'm just kidding. You know, because you know you too. But no, Virgil was dope. He put in work and he was able to merge, you know, hip hop with like high fashion. He was basically the Dapper Don of this generation. You know, the legit Dapper Don. You know, Dapper Don with bootleg and shit back in the day. But they say he's been diagnosed for a while, but I don't know. I just find it strange. You know me. My tin hat was just like, damn. Like Virgil done died. Damn, out of nowhere. Tin hat almost, you know, exploded. But let me get back to Kanye. Yeah, Virgil worked for Kanye. He's the one, he was the head director of the whole Donda thing. He was his artistic person. He'd been with Kanye for years. Remember Kanye wanted to be the big fashion person. Remember that was a house sway? Remember he was trying to get in. He wanted to be the big fashion house and work with all these, you know, white, you know, fashion houses like Gucci and Fendi and Prada and all that shit. And they were like, no, we're not working with you. So that's when he started the whole Yeezy campaign and line and all that stuff. And Virgil was an intricate part of that. So a lot of the fashion houses were looking at it like, well, we know it's not Kanye putting this shit together because, you know, Kanye is kind of, you know. So they're like, well, who's really behind the scenes doing all this artistic shit? And they found out it was Virgil. So Louis Vuitton offered Virgil that job. And Kanye was very, he talked about even on the Drink Champs. That's why I said it's just kind of sus because Kanye was just talking about him not even 2 weeks ago on the Drink Champs interview. I finally got a chance to watch it the other day. And he talked about it and he was honest. You know, he was very jealous. He said, I was just very jealous. He was very hurt. You know, he didn't think that Virgil would leave. But again, when you care about somebody, you want them to do good. You want them to, you know, expand their wings. They can't stay up under you forever. And this was a great opportunity for Virgil. And Virgil went on with that opportunity. And Kanye was very mad for a while. But then they made up. You know, they made up. I think they ran into each other at a fashion show. Child, they were crying and shit, boo-hooing Kanye. Virgil was crying. I'm like, oh, they're back together. Oh, cute. Okay. So I was just, you know, I'm just shocked. I was shocked when I heard he died. So rest in peace to him. He also had his own brand too, Off-White. That was his own line. Very expensive. I'm not paying $800 for shoes that look used. I didn't understand the appeal, but you know, the kids liked it. But yeah, $800 for a pair of shoes looked like somebody done fucking two-stepped in and used as the Nike Express to the corner store. I think not. I like my shoes to be crisp, brand new, clean, out the box. He looked like he done had, you know, his whole staff wear them, stomp on them, and then shove them in the box and say they're $800. So, yeah, I wasn't into his shoes because they just look too used for the price. You know, if they're going to be used, they need to be $50. $800 for some shoes that are already dirty, not interested. Okay, let me stop. Anyways, back to Kanye West. So Kanye West was supposed to be feeding the homeless. He made a big announcement. He's going to Skid Row. I'm going to teach California how to, like, you know, help the homeless population. You know, I'm going to go feed them and educate them and help them out. So Kanye gets to Skid Row. You know, he's calling himself trying to help out the homeless. Then nobody at all. Somebody just handed him a microphone. Here, Kanye, say a few words. So you think that Kanye gonna be like, hey, you guys, you know, happy Thanksgiving. I hope you guys are doing good. you know, I wish you all well, or hell, even offer up a job. Hey, I need an artistic director. Who can do the job? You know, I expected more from Kanye. Child, not Kanye. In front of these homeless people, literally, this is probably their first meal in months. Kanye starts ranting and raving about how he wants Kim Kardashian back. Let's see, I couldn't have been in that crowd. I'd have been like, boo, you whore!
Kim game create a narrative that's not the narrative that God wants.
Yeah, come on.
The narrative that God wants is for you to see that everything can be redeemed. In all these relationships, we've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've publicly done things that were not acceptable as a husband. But right now, today, for whatever reason, I didn't know I was going to be standing right here. I didn't know I was going to be in front of this mic. But I'm here to change that narrative. I'm not letting E write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Hulu write the narrative of my family. I'm not letting Disney write the narrative of my family. I am a priest of my home. I am the priest of my home. I am the priest of my home. I have to be next to my children as much as possible. So when I'm out the house, I got a house right next to the house. I'm doing everything to be right next to the situation. Right next to the situation. I'm trying to express this way in the most sane way possible, the most calm way possible, but I need to be back at home. Why is that? I'm saying it's I because if the enemy can separate Kenya, there's going to be millions of families that feel like that separation is okay. But when the kingdom, when God, who is already one and is so, brings Kenya together, there's going to be millions of families that are going to be influenced and see that they can overcome the work as a separation of trauma of the devil that's used to capitalize and keep people in misery while people step over homeless people to go to the Gucci store.
Shift his glasses like he just put in work, like, yeah. While they step over homeless people to go to the Gucci store. Sir, you made that all about you and Kimye. Because if the devil can separate Kimye, there's no future for anybody else's relationship. Kanye, stop. Stop. You know, he's really, oh, shout out to all 10,000 people watching. How y'all doing? Come on in. Grab a seat. Grab a snack. I'm not leaving no time soon because I got lots to talk about. But I just kind of felt like I get what he's saying. Like it's, I'm for him fighting for his family. You should fight. You know what I'm saying? Divorce is not a good thing. And maybe sometimes you need a break. You need a separation. And he understands the mistakes that he's made. I'm sure Kim wasn't perfect either, but he wants to fight for his family. And I'm here for it. I like Kim and Kanye together, but sir, this was not the time nor the place. You got to read the room. These are all homeless people. They don't even have a home. You talking about you done bought $1 million home next to a $2 million home. We don't want to hear that shit. We just want a hot meal. We want a hot meal. We want to get off of Skid Row. What the fuck is you talking about? I'd have been like, boo. Hey, wasn't nobody trying to hear that shit on this good Thanksgiving day? He went on a whole tirade about him and Kim. So he was trending for that. Folks was roasting him. Then after that, child, he went again. This was on the 27th. Then he took to Instagram. After he was roasting about that long speech that he gave at Skid Row, he took to Instagram and he posted this. He says, Kanye says God will bring Kim and him back together, inspires millions. So he posted that. So once again, begging for his wife to come back. Meanwhile, Kim don't give a shit. Kim is out here hanging out. She's chilling with Pete Davidson. Now, I want to talk about this real quick. I don't know if a lot of y'all know, but Pete Davidson was introduced to Kim via Kanye in 2019. So it's very interesting that in 2019, they were all kicking it for Kid Cudi's birthday party. And now the same man who was low-key clowning Kanye, because remember when Kanye was walking around with that with the MAGA hat, Make America Great Again, Pete Davidson was on SNL walking around with his red hat that says, Make Kanye West Great Again. And now Pete is with his ex. So I think that's really like, I think that's really affecting Ye. That's his new name, Ye. I think that's really bothering him because this is somebody that he bought into his inner circle. Not maybe, maybe not a super close inner circle, but this was them in 2019. They were at Kid Cudi's birthday party. It was exclusive. That's the hat. Make Kanye West great again. So, you know, he was clowning them. So it's very interesting now that this is the person that Kim Kardashian is with. And Kim Kardashian even tweeted this in 2019. She wrote, happy birthday at Kid Cudi, and then posted this picture. So who would have thought, fast forward, not even 3 years later, she's now with this guy. So I think that's really what's bothering him, is the fact that, you know, that's very close to home. So I don't know. But then I didn't know Pete Davidson was that young. So Kim Kardashian is what, 40? He's only 25. I'm here for it. Go Kim. You know, but maybe she just wants a plaything right now. You know, she just wants some young eggplant. Nothing wrong with that. He's of age. He's, you know, he's cute. He ain't ugly. He's cute. You know, he pulled Ariana Grande. He's pulled a lot of bad chicks. I'll give him that. He's pulled a lot of bad chicks. Maybe she just wants some young peen. And when she gets done bouncing on that, you know, she can go back to Kanye. Oh, he's 20. Oh, he's 28. Okay. Oh, the article's a few years old. Okay. Yeah, he'd be 28 now. Okay, 28. Okay. Still younger than Kanye. 28. He's still in his 20s. So I just think that's what it is. She just wants somebody young. You know, the Kardashians are low-key vampires, honey. She's trying to get some of that young energy. I think eventually her and Kanye will get back together. I just think she's tired. You know what I'm saying? And she really held Kanye down through his mental breakdowns and his rants on Twitter. She really held him down. So I just think she's tired. You know, when a woman gets tired, just get damn tired. So I think she just wants to live her life. You know, I don't think she's had much white peen. Maybe she wants to try the other meat. Because I'm like, what the hell has Kim Kardashian ever really been with a white guy? So she just wants to try some of the other meat. Pork, the other meat. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that's what it is. I think he's a plaything for Kim, you know, and eventually, you know, I hope he don't take it seriously. But who knows? She might be pulling the Jada. She's probably in the bedroom talking about, I'ma leave Ye. I'ma leave Ye. I'ma leave Ye. She probably told Pete Davidson, I taste this shit. Don't get gassed up, Pete. Don't be out here looking like August Alsina, bitch. Because August Alsina thought he had Jada just because he had that big old eggplant and was putting it on Jada. And Jada was like, I'ma leave Will. I'ma leave Will. I'ma leave Will. Shit, Jada wasn't going nowhere. She's like, fuck that. I'm not leaving Will, okay? He Will going to do him, do me. Then you had August out here low-key dry snitching at first, making low-key diss tracks. So I'm just letting you know now, Pete Davidson, I doubt you and Kimberly will be walking down the aisle. This is just temporary. She's just, you know, she's just trying to enjoy this little break. And there's nothing wrong with that because Kanye's out here fucking a 22-year-old. And that's fine. She's of age. So I just feel like as long as everybody knows where they're at on this whole chess piece, that's cool. But I think eventually they'll get back together. I do. I think eventually, it may not be tomorrow, but I think eventually they'll get back together. I think Kanye really wants his family. You know, he wants to raise his kids in one household. And Kim is a good mom. Kanye's a good dad. I think eventually they'll get back together. But that whole speech with the homeless people, Kanye, you got to be able to read the room, brother. Can't get up there talking about million-dollar houses and your wife. And all they want is a plate of hot food. They just want turkey. And they signed up for this shit. Child, I'm having too much fun tonight. But yeah, I just think that's what it is. I just think, you know, Kim's having her fun and eventually she'll come back, honey. Pete's a mess. I don't see him being marriage material. You know, I just hope, you know, he understands his position. You're just there to supply peen and jokes, okay? You just want peen and jokes. Don't be on SNL crying and throwing shots a year from now. I'm going to read some of these super chats here. Bunny TV says, I live in NYC, but my homegirl's from Jersey. She said that the drugs Fetty Wap was moving had fentanyl in it. And some of the people that used it overdosed. Ooh. That's horrible. Because they could charge him with murder for those overdoses. I didn't know that. Thank you for the tea. I appreciate that. I know that. Yeah, he's going to be looking at some, because that was a lot of drugs that they found with him and his entourage. So he's definitely going to be looking at some time. Let's see here. Michael says the likes are free. Yes, they are. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Hook a sister up. Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the super chat. Travel Base says, you're slaying it. Love the hair. You've always been very professional. Sipping tea over 8 years. Thanks. Thank you so much, Travel Bay. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming through, sis. Emma Perez sent 999 says, a father is one who creates a stable home for their children, not one who creates multiple damaged homes. You better preach, sis. Thank you for that. That is facts. The Fly Girl T says, T, did you see the Island Boys got booed during their performance? Plus, I sent it to you on IG. A text Fashion Nova ad was sent out. The devil works hard, but we work 50% harder. Sound familiar? Yes, that sounds like Kris Jenner, because they always say that about her. I did see the video about the Island Boys getting booed. The thing I don't understand is who booked them. Like, who in their right mind was like, oh, we're going to book the Island Boys? Like, it was supposed to be a meme. It was supposed to be a joke. Like, they're actually booking shows. And this is why I say, like, social media, hate it or love it, it has a big influence on the real world. You got people out here who make real music, who are literally in the studio right now struggling, you know, hoping for their breakthrough, trying to make it in the industry. They can actually write. They can actually sing. They can spit. And you have the Island Boys literally performing at Club Live. I couldn't, but when I saw it, I was like, this can't be life. Let me see if I can pull it up. The good thing is that the people were booing. I respect the people for booing the shit. Let's see here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Made me laugh. Yeah, here it is. Island Boys booed at Club Live. Like, this is just embarrassing at this point. See if it comes up. Okay, let me share my screen. Hold on. Hold up. This is crazy.
I put my best down here. Hey, I'm an island boy. I'm an island boy. I'm gonna keep it like it's all one. Tell the boy better keep that going. I'm gonna do it with very next door. I've been really at the boom guys and at the boom world.
Okay, I gotta turn it off. They're not about to ruin my piece. I don't understand why somebody thought that was like a why somebody thought that was a legit song and booked him. And Club Live is huge. I mean, that, like, you get booked to go to Club Live, you're that guy or girl. And the fact that they were booked for this, nobody saw anything wrong with that, but whatever. I heard they do music, though. I mean, they're rappers or whatever. I mean, they do music. But that song was not a bop. It wasn't a bop on TikTok. It was just a joke. And people laughed. And now they really think they're famous and can go on tour and shit. I was shocked when I seen it. I'm glad people just booed them and got them out of there. Let's see here. Jalen says, hey, T, I'm at work right now. I just wanted to show some love from Kansas City. KS side, love the hair. I'll catch the playback later. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for stopping through. Simone Wealthy says, Trey Songz is under investigation for an essay in Las Vegas. This is a constant pattern. I heard about that last night, and I'm giving him the side eye. See, a lot of times folks want to act like, oh, I got to text my youngest. Excuse me. I think he's looking for a ride. A lot of times people want to act like Trey Songz is beyond reproach? I don't think he is. I think that where there's smoke, there's fire. I definitely think that Trey Songz has done a lot of the things that he's been accused of. Remember, Keke Palmer came out years ago and said that he made her feel very uncomfortable. He was trying to pressure her and all this other stuff. And she was clowned. She was like just straight disrespected. And now more and more things are coming out about Trey Songz. Okay. I got to get ready to go pick him up in a bit. So give me just another. I got to finish this stream though. Sorry, real world. I just texted him, told him to wait at the, he's in the gym right now. Told him I'll be there in a bit. But yeah, I definitely think that where there's smoke, there's fire with Trey Songz. I'm not feeling the whole, you know, like literally every other year it's somebody coming out about some type of essay. And we know what that means. We can't say it on YouTube concerning Trey Songz. So I definitely think there's something wrong with him. I think people have given him a pass for so many years because, you know, he's a singer. He's looked at as a sex icon or whatever. But it's just something about his energy that's off. Something just really weird about him to me. Mr. Assault, your girl is back. You know what, Isaac? Not Mr. Assault, your girl. Y'all be in this chat wilding out. He said, Mr. Assault, your girl is back. Let's see here. Oh, perfect. Okay, worked out. He's staying later. He said he wants to stay and watch some games. So I can be on here a little bit longer. Hey, I don't have to rush. So now I want to go ahead and hit on. Oh, dang. I got a lot of stuff to hit on. How long have I been on here for an hour? Okay, I'm going to be on here for like another 20 minutes. Let me talk about Chanel. I got to talk about this. I was sent this video. Let's see if I can find it. I couldn't do nothing but shake my head. Now, for y'all who don't know, y'all know who Chanel is. Chanel, now Chanel West Coast. Chanel, Coco, and Ice-T's 5-year-old daughter. You know the one with the French tips who wears a little kitten heels, but is still being breastfed by her mama? That's Chanel, okay? So I'm minding my business, okay, enjoying my leftovers, and people start sending me this video of little Chanel teaching her grandmother how to twerk. I said, well, damn, this is very interesting. So the girl can't go to the cupboard and grab a cup and pour herself a glass of milk because, you know, Coco feels like she has to still breastfeed her at the age of 5 with grown fucking teeth. But she can twerk. Make this make sense to me. Let me show y'all this video. My mind was just blown when I seen this video.
So you go like this.
Okay. And then you go. Do I do squats or what are you doing to the butt?
Wait, what are you guys doing exactly? I just want to see you guys squat.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Twerking.
You're twerking? Awesome. You're teaching mom how to twerk?
Okay, let me come back on the screen, child. So y'all see little Chanel. She's teaching her grandmother how to twerk. And I'm even disturbed by the little boy. Why was the little boy on the ground twerking and shaking his ass? What was that about? I don't know. Because they're both children. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's a teenager. He's just as young. He's not as young as Chanel, but he's no older than 9. Why did he know all the moves? That was strange in itself. So I'm like, okay, got this little boy twerking. He got on the ground. You got the little 5-year-old on all fours. It was kind of disturbing, you know, and I get it. You know, people clown and, you know, kids dance, you know, kids are going to dance. They emulate what they see on TV, what they see in the videos. you know, if this was New Orleans, you'd have a bunch of four-year-olds bouncing and shaking their ass too, right? We've seen those videos. But certain things, you don't have to post everything on the internet. Like for me, like I get the innocence in this. The certain things you just leave on your camera roll. It's just something to laugh at with the family. You don't have to post this on the internet because it just looks weird. And then she'll be coming out in a day or two crying and mad at the world for judging her parenting. But I just find it very strange that if this little girl can literally teach her grandma, and she knows the moves, the girl can actually twerk. She got down. I can't even get down on all fours like that. She got down on all fours and she knows the damn twerking moves. So if she has the twerking moves memorized, why is she still being breastfed? It just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I said a few months ago, this ain't about Chanel. Chanel grown. She out here walking around with damn French tips and kitten heels. Okay, Chanel's a little, she's like a little mini model. Chanel don't want no damn boob in her mouth. That's Coco's ass. Coco is using Chanel to like soothe herself to sleep. It's some type of weird connection for Coco. I don't think it's Chanel. I think Chanel just wants to twerk, get her nails done, and live her best five-year-old life. But for some reason, Coco keeps putting a titty in her mouth. I'm just saying. Because Chanel looks like she, you know what I'm saying? She wants to have a good time. She's trying to live her best life and party with her cousin and her grandma. And her mama, they come 9 o'clock, Chanel, time to get on the titty. I think at this point, Coco, quit breastfeeding her, okay? Your daughter has better nails than half of us in this chat. She's wearing whole Gucci swimsuits with kitten heels. Okay, she's walking around with little Chanel handbags. Little Chanel's living her best life, for real, for real. I think at this point that you're posting videos of this little girl twerking, she does not need to be breastfed. She's too old. Just way too old. She was too old when she was 3 and you were breastfeeding her. But the fact that you're still doing it, you're arguing with people online and Ice-T's cussing folks out online about, but this is why people bring that up. Because you can't get mad at the audience for saying, well, why are you still breastfeeding her? She can breastfeed if she want to. Yeah, she can, but it's kind of weird. Because she's walking around with French tips. Her nails are done. Her nails are slayed to the gods. Her hair is slayed. Her outfits are slayed. Why does she need breast milk? Again. And then the thing is, Coco even admitted, she's not even producing any breast milk. So what's the tea, sis? What's the teat? And something ain't right. The little girl got a whole set of teeth in her mouth, but you still got her, you're still breastfeeding her, and then you're not even producing any milk. And now we see her twerking. It's just weird. That's what I'm saying. Weird. Cute child, funny. She got a personality out this world. It was funny to watch. But I just think, you know, the internet is roasting them because of the breastfeeding situation, you know, and like I said, I'm not going to say that they're necessarily wrong, but I just think certain things are just for the family. Like for me, I wouldn't have posted that on social media, especially if I know people are roasting me for still breastfeeding my 5-year-old. There's certain things I won't post. Okay. So I think she should have left that in her camera roll, but that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Chanel, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what she does in the future. She definitely got the moves. But let me see here. Let me go ahead and also talk about the WAC 100 situation, right? So there's an artist named Krishan, and her name is Krishan Rock, and she's basically Blueface's artist, okay? So some drama happened, and she was allegedly dropped from his label, or he doesn't want to have anything to do with her, and they were trying to put her out. And Krishan is like, no, hell no, I won't go. And WAC 100, he comes in, I mean, like an angry baby mama. You don't give a fuck about this house. I'm like, he came in like he caught Blueface creeping with her. And it was just weird. He was a bit too angry for my taste. I'm like, you're more mad than Blueface. And I thought this was Blueface's house. The video is just really sad. And it's really sad that this young girl is even in this position. So let me show y'all. They called the police on her, which is strange in itself. You know, everybody's so real. But now I'm gonna call the police. Yeah, he came through there busting like he was a angry baby mama. Like, what you doing here? Bitch, you gotta go. Like, he was snapping. But this is the part where he calls the police. So I'm gonna show this. I'm gonna share this with y'all. Okay. Let me show y'all the next video here. Give me just a second. Now, this is the part two where he like goes off. He snaps.
No, I'm not relaxing. Ain't nothing working me out like that, bro. I'll tell you what. Yeah, she's going to get up out of here one way or another.
First of all, let me say this. I'm not I'm not trying to be mean when I said I don't know anything about this girl. I don't know her music. Has her tooth always been missing? So let me start with that. Has she always had a missing tooth? Or did something happen? Also, did you guys notice all those scratches on her legs? Her legs were like scratched and bruised. Like she had, you know, somebody put hands on her prior. The whole thing is just really disturbing. And I think this is why, I'm trying to see the comments. Did she always have a tooth missing or is this new? Because I've never even heard of this girl until this went viral. Somebody said no, yes. So nobody can confirm if this tooth has always been missing or just fell out or got knocked out. I don't think anybody really knows. Okay, somebody says her tooth has been like that. Blue's baby mama knocked it out. Oh, shit. He knocked it out? Oh, she's from a show. The girls in the house fought each other. It seems like Blue is pimping. Oh, okay. So she was part of that show. That Dusty show where they were. Okay, I remember that. We talked about that like a year ago. And they're all like in his house. So she's one of those girls. Okay. So her tooth got knocked out by Blueface's baby's mother. Okay. Now I have an issue with this whole situation. So you mean to tell me that you went on a raggedy online reality show, you get beat up by the rapper's baby's mother to the point where she knocks out your tooth, and you're still hanging around these same people? This doesn't make any sense to me. Now they want you out the house, and they're doing it in the most disrespectful way possible, even calling the police, cussing you out, and you're still fighting to stay there. I don't know how old she is. I'm assuming she's in her 20s. I'm assuming she's young. If y'all know her age, you can post it. This is why, as parents, you got to raise your kids to have some level of self-worth and some level of self-esteem. There's no reason why this young girl, she's 22. 21. Okay, she's 21. I knew she had to be young. There's no reason why at 21 years old, this girl's on this show. She's allowing herself to be ridiculed, abused. Her tooth has been knocked out. She has scrapes and bruises and scratch marks on her. Where are her parents? I'd be flying to go get my child. She's willing to stay there because she has nowhere else to go, obviously. This is sad. And this is what I always say. You don't stay where you're tolerated. You go where you're celebrated. And obviously these guys are treating her like trash. They don't want her there. So she needs to leave. This is not going to help her career. I've never heard about her until this whole situation. I mean, I'm getting Danny Lee vibes from this whole situation as well, where she feels like she's stuck and she just can't leave. Like, this is really sad. And then the way Wack is just going off, it's like you're more upset than Blueface. Like, Blueface ain't even yelling like that. I just don't think it's a good look. You know, he's screaming at her, calling her all types of bees. Like, I get it. Maybe you're frustrated because you told her to leave a week ago and she didn't leave. But and then the whole shoe, I thought he was about to throw a shoe at her. I was getting ready to duck and shit. He's hopping around trying to grab his shoe and shit. I'm like, he's about to throw a shoe at her? Had me over here ready to duck. Like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, Wack was just being so over the top. I was like, what in the world is going on? You know, so baby girl, you need to leave. You need to leave. It is not worth it. You need to leave. I mean, especially, like I said, I didn't even know that they had knocked out her tooth, you know, from living at that house. She needs to go. And that's what it is. That is what low self-worth looks like. Low self-esteem. you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. And this is not me dissing this young girl, but if she had any type of self-esteem, self-love, and she knew herself and her self-worth, she would not be in that situation, especially after she's been disrespected to the point where you send your child out into the world and they come back to you looking like that, tooth missing, scratched up, abused. That's not cool. And I hope she understands her worth and understands that she doesn't need to be in that situation. Not for clout, not for nothing. I mean, that's really scary. I didn't like it. I didn't like that at all. That video just made me sad. I'm like, this is a young girl. And, you know, they're trying to put her out. And she's so desperate that she's still willing to sit there, you know, and take on the abuse and be yelled at. I think at this point, her family, her parents, whoever, they need to go get her. You know, she doesn't need to live there. She doesn't need to be in that situation, because you don't want to get worse where something happens to her and she ends up, you know, God forbid, dead because she's pissed off the wrong people. So young girls, understand that fame ain't everything, that y'all be out here chasing and thinking these rappers are about to put you on and all this other stuff. A lot of times they're just using you, you know, using you for their own, you know, fame, using you for sex and things like that. And that's the vibe I get from her. Even her walking around with the shorts, with her ass hanging out, I just get a vibe that they're just using her. And now that they're tired of using her, they want to put her out and bring on the next young girl. And the sad part is that there'll be another young girl lined up, ready to go move into that house. Because again, clout is a hell of a drug. So that is sad. That's really sad. Yeah, they probably did. Smashed her, passed her around, and now they're discarding her. And that's the industry. Let's see here. Let me read a few more super chats here. Clara says, what about the 14-year-old whose mother stated she was missing and actually ran to a shelter because the mother was abusing her? The mother stated she was missing. I heard about that. I heard about that. I'm glad they arrested the mother. The mother was trash. Andrea says, please make sure your subs are aware of the medication shortage. I work in chemo drugs like magnesium, potassium, and Abranane. I don't know how to pronounce it. She wrote it out. Are not available. IV bags are not available. You can't administer these drugs without the bags. Yes, there's a lot of shortages going on. The hospitals are getting full, even up here. And the new variant is out, the Omicron. And, you know, I just have my whole thoughts on the whole variant, the predictive programming of it. Either way, conspiracies aside, there's people really getting sick. The hospitals are being overwhelmed. One, because of the shortages from the mandates and people quitting. And two, the cases are on the rise. Even up here in Minnesota, the cases are on the rise. We have to go back to wearing face masks. So it's getting, you know, that dark winter is here, you guys. So just understand that a lot of things are, you know, there's a lot of shortages right now. Even like Excedrin, tension, headache, that's been shorted for like about a year now. You know, I had to buy mine online because I can't find it in any of the stores. So, but thank you for that update. I appreciate you. Thank you for that. Yeah, a lot of people call it the Omarion. That's been trending on social media, the Omarion virus. But either way, it's sad. It's a lot of people getting sick. A lot of people. Chica said 989. She says Pete has a history of BPD and suicidal constantly. I'm surprised he's dated the biggest influence of all time, especially since he says he can't take social media. I've heard of that. I've heard that he's had issues with like mental health and stuff like that. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, I just think it's a sex thing for now. I don't think it's anything deep between him and Kim, but we'll see. Thank you for the super chat. Namedia 2017 says, Natalie, sending a little love. I finally started my new gig last week. but your lives kept me awake while I was working third shift. You are so welcome and thank you for coming through. Congrats on the new gig. Thank you for the super chat. Divine Beautiful says, hey T, you are having too much fun tonight. Got jokes. I'm here for it. I needed the laugh. Work wore me out today. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad that you were able to have fun and laugh and have a good time. So I appreciate that, sis. Divine Beauty says, Trey Song is going to be R. Kelly Jr. in a minute. I would not be surprised at all. I would not be surprised. Oh, let's see here. Latoya Pope says, T, did you watch the Real World's Homecoming episode with Tammy Roman, Beth, and David, and other castmates? I'm curious to see what you thought. I want to see it. Oh, and thank you for the compliment. Thank you. Isn't it on, like, Paramount Plus? I went to watch, and they wanted $5, like, you know, to, like, sign up for the subscription. So I don't know. I'll have to look for it online. I'm tired of all these subscriptions. Like, I'm paying for everything. Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime. I mean, and it's to the point now where YouTube, I'm probably going to have to pay for that because the ads on YouTube are so ridiculous. And this is coming from somebody who, you know, I make money off of ads. But at this point, you can't even enjoy, if you don't have ad block around, you can't even enjoy YouTube. Like, these are not ads. And then before it'd be like, you know, one 30-second ad. Now it's two ads. You have to hit skip twice. And then sometimes it'll be like a whole 30-minute commercial, 3-minute music video. And you'll forget that you're even watching the ad. It's like, well, hold up, who the hell is this? You'll think it's part of the documentary that you're watching. It's a whole infomercial. So YouTube has gotten really ridiculous with their ads. And I think they're making them so annoying and long now to force people to pay for YouTube Red, the ad-free service, because it's getting ridiculous. And this is, like I said, and I'm somebody, you know, that's how I eat. It's from the ads. And even I think it's ridiculous because I remember before I could, like when I go to the shop or something, I could listen and watch videos, and there's still people who are demonetized and they still put ads on their videos, you know, and it's just like you skip them, they'll come right back. They're not even spaced out. Like, they'll show you 2 minutes of video, ad, another 2 minutes, ad. So I'm really debating on just paying, upgrading for that. But Paramount Plus, I need to know what other shows are on there besides The Real World. Because I'm like, I'm not going to pay another $5 subscription just to watch that one show. So I don't know. But I was really mad because I try to watch it. Now I do like Peacock Plus. That's free with, I guess, because I have HBO Max. I'm paying for that too. Peacock has the whole Real Housewives franchise all together. So I've been enjoying that with Kenya and Ramona, Melissa Gorga, Teresa Giudice. So I like that. So I'm watching that. Cynthia Bailey's on there too. But yeah, I try to watch the Real World thing and, you know, it was like, oh, you $5. I was like, hell no. I just paid for damn Stars so I could watch BMF. That shit wasn't cheap. But I like BMF. It's a good show. So shout out to Little Meech. Little Meech is cute. He's fine. Sorry. Just have to keep it real. I enjoy the show, basically. He's nice to look at, but I enjoy the show. BMF, that's the show. But yeah, I'm paying for Stars now. So it's just a bunch of bullshit. You got to pay for everything nowadays. And then on top of, like, the people that you pay for online and the you know, subscriptions that you pay for and the Patreons and everything. Hell, I'm paying for Wikipedia. Still, even though they sent me that little nasty letter, I still went ahead and gave them some money, you know, just because, whatever, it's Wikipedia. They've been here for us from day one. Okay, good. So y'all agree? Okay, good. Somebody said Lil Meech is fine as F. Okay, I thought it was just me. I'm like, damn, I'm sorry, but he's fine. He just is. I think he's very handsome. He is what? Like, he's at least over the age of 20, right? I think he's about 20. But no, he's very handsome. He's good. He's a good actor. Yeah, I like the show. I thought it ended on a really good note. All the actors on there are just phenomenal. The guy that plays Lamar, I just found out that he's British. I didn't know that. He's a phenomenal actor. Yeah, the ending of BMF was dope. Okay, he's 21. Okay, cool. I don't feel bad. Hey. Okay, girls. I'm like, I thought about it like, damn, I hope he's not like 17 or 18. He's 21. Okay. So I have the right to say he's fine. He's 21. Okay, good. I feel a little bit better now. But yeah, he's a good actor. He's a really good actor. I really enjoyed it. AA says, yo, Wiki bullied me into a dollar one time. No lie. They will. Wikipedia don't be playing. And they'll shame you, too. Try and give Wikipedia $5. They'll hit you back with another email. Can you dig deeper into your purse and make it a 10? Wikipedia do not be playing, honey. They will shame you, honey. They were like, you've been on here getting all this free information for Wikipedia since you were in elementary school. Now it's time for you to pay your debt. You're like, okay. Here goes five. $5 ain't enough. We need at least 55. Wikipedia be snapping. They will shame you. Go on their site. You ain't donated no money. They'll pop up. Did you donate yet? You know we're still looking for donations. You know this site ain't really free. You like the fact that there's no ads here? You need to pay some. You like all this, you know, everything here is nice and crisp. It ain't a bunch of pop-ups. You need to pay for all this. We keep it looking like this because of supporters like you. I'm like, damn, y'all are a ghetto-ass PBS Wikipedia. They really are. They will shame you. Wikipedia is the Dr. Umar, okay, of social media. Donations, donations, gifts, gifts, gifts. Wikipedia be snapping. So I just go ahead and get my little money, honey. I'd be like, okay, I don't want no smoke. I don't want no smoke. So I just go ahead and give them $10. Like, just let me be Wikipedia. Because they do, they'll send you some emails trying to punk you and everything. Like, it's been about 6 months. We haven't gotten any pay. I said, damn, are y'all the mafia? Coming through collecting and shit. Oh, let's see here. Panda, the Panda 3031 says, hey, lovely T, looking fantastic. The blue face situation is a disgrace. Parents, raise your kids with integrity and self-esteem. That girl deserves better. Amen. She really does. I think it's just really sad that she feels like she has to be in that space because she does not need to be. So I really hope that her family sees that video and sees how bad she's getting disrespected and they go and bring her back home. She doesn't need that. It's not okay. So thank you for the super chat, love. Let's see here. Homie, don't play that. 512. I love it. Says, hey, T, are you watching The Hot Zone on Hulu? National Geographic's created a show about viruses. The first season is Ebola. Second is anthrax. Oh, no, I didn't know about that. But thank you for the super chat. I have Hulu. I will check it out. I will check it out. I was watching that dumbass Von Dutch documentary. I finally finished it. I wasn't liking it. I finished Tiger King 2. I did watch that. It was not as good as Tiger King 1. And let me be honest, okay? If Don did everything that they're saying that he was doing in the Tiger King, Don Lewis, the one that Carol Baskin allegedly killed, I don't feel bad for him, okay? So she took him out. Well, it is what it is. Out here, just he was a pedo. He had a 15-year-old girlfriend at the age of, what, like 70-something? That's why he was in Costa Rica, because wasn't no rules. Especially back then, anything, you know, he was basically running a whorehouse for these young girls and pimping them out on top of, you know, all the animal trafficking that he was doing. So Don Lewis wasn't no saint. Carol Baskins ain't shit either, but he damn sure wasn't no saint. So I didn't really like part two. I think Tiger King 1, the first one was really good. I think part two, yeah, whatever. You know, it's just a bunch of weirdos now trying to backtrack and pussy pop because now the government's coming down on them and shutting down their zoos and stuff like that. So now they want to try and get Joe Exotic out. So I just thought part two was a waste. But I'm definitely going to check out the documentary on Hulu. I'm definitely do that. So thank you. Let's see here. Carla says, hey, Auntie, you're always on point with your commentary. Much love from atrocious Arizona. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming through, love. Appreciate you. The Combs 44 says, lovely tea. Woof! Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Josiah Phoenix says, Wikipedia is ran by a bunch of G's. been taking my money every month for years and still not enough. Keep up the good work, T. Congratulations on your Spotify deal. Thank you so much, Josiah. I appreciate you as well. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Because I'm telling you, there'd be times I'd be like, damn, I just gave y'all some money. They'd be like, jingle, jingle. You got any more from where that last, from that last drive where that came from? Yeah, they will. They will harass you. They will harass you. But, you know, I support them just because it's a decent site. They're not embroiled in a bunch of drama. It's just information. You know, I've learned a lot using Wikipedia, so I don't mind. I would never pay for Twitter. Twitter can kick rocks, but I will give Wikipedia money. But other sites, absolutely not. Let's see here. Uncle Josh says, I was just about to say that Wikipedia is the Umar Johnson of websites. Wikipedia really is. Thank you for the super chat. Okay, let me see here. I've been on for almost 2 hours. I got to hit on the PETA thing next. Let me make sure I got everything. Okay. Now, this is really disturbing. So PETA, they're basically trying to shame people who wear leather and fur and, you know, eat hamburgers. And so they're basically doing this new campaign to show people how would it feel if human skin was being used for like fashion, for like clothing and stuff like that. So let me go ahead and show you guys this here. Give me just a second.
And this is gross.
I don't know why that keeps popping up. Oh, here we go. This is just gross. So let me share my screen really quick here. Okay, so this was on the Shade Room, and it says, PETA launches Urban Outrage online shop featuring fictional clothing made with human parts. Okay. So this is a dress. You can see like the human faces on there. It reminds me of the many-faced god on the Game of Thrones, how they had all those faces. That's what it kind of reminds me of. Here you see a leather jacket, and it says the Ricky jacket, part of the Urban Outrage vintage collection, was crafted in the 90s from the skin of a 24-year-old Ricky, per the press release, PETA. Then here goes some shoes. According to PETA, Richard was presumed to be ready to sacrifice himself so that others could look their best in the Richard loafers. Here goes a bag. Dwayne was kicked in the head repeatedly until his face was unrecognizable in order to make the Dwayne Weekender bag, PETA said. So this is another one here. This is on their website. A style that demands a second look. So you can see like the Juliet skirt. PETA's sick. I'm just sick. So this is them talking about it. I guess a baby lamb. I'm not clicking on that. But yeah, this is just some of the stuff they had. But then this was some other stuff that was on the website that we found on Discord. So let me show y'all this as well. It just was kind of disturbing. I just think it's just, I think they took it a bit too far. And I don't think it's me being sensitive. I think they took it a bit too far. But let me show y'all. So they had like pictures on the site showing like, you know, the leather parts, like the part they would peel off of the skin to use, which I thought was disturbing. Then here goes a quote that somebody found as well. And they go on to say, the Juliet skirt features our softest ever Juliet skin, meticulously tailored from the best Juliet, from the best of Juliet. The best portions of her hide were selected in order to ensure that the natural beauty is preserved in the product. As Juliet was taken quite young, she was a sensitive soul, crying and vomiting in fear right up until the end, as children tend to do. Be sure to snag this while we still have it in stock, as Juliet was petite and therefore only a few were made. What in the Chainsaw Texas Massacre is going on here? What in the Ed Gein is going on here? Like, what the, like, Peter, what are you doing? This is weird. You know, like, I get what they're trying to do, but I don't like it. Like, it's like they're low-key trying to normalize killing human beings and wearing their skin. Even if it's a joke, you can't compare a human being on the same level as an animal. I don't care. That's just my opinion. I'm not going to put a dog on the same level as a human being. I'm just not, or a cow. You know, I get it. And the thing that, and I see people co-signing this, they're like, oh, we love it. You know, this is a good thing. But some of y'all who are co-signing this, y'all get mad about fur. Y'all get upset about leather. But y'all have no problem waiting in line for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. You have no problem eating at McDonald's, barbecuing. What do you think happens to those animals? The same thing. I just find it very interesting how some people get so upset when it comes to fur and hide, but have no problem tearing up a T-bone steak. Like, what are y'all talking about? The animal still suffered somewhat and y'all still eat, you know? I don't like it. It's just very creepy. It reminds me, it's almost like a, they're trying to normalize this, just like I was talking about a few years ago, the normalization of cannibalism. So is their next campaign going to be, oh, we found little Sally in the field and we shot little Sally and her, you know, her hind parts were so tender and we made sure to use her bone broth in the soup. Like, are they going to start making meals based on human beings? Like, where does it end, PETA? Where does it end? You know, I just find it very weird. Are they going to start making recipes about Sam's legs and, you know, double dipping them in flour and egg and cornmeal and frying them up? Like, well, where does it end? Like, it's just, I don't know. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I don't think people are going to stop eating meat and stop wearing fur and stop, you know, doing all that just because of this campaign. I get it, but it's creepy. So I wasn't feeling it. Just my opinion. You know what I'm saying? To each its own. You know, do you? Yes, this is very creepy. I think that was it. Leaving on that note, I think that was, yeah, that was really the last thing I had to talk about, was that, the whole PETA situation. So, yeah. Let me see here. Tarika says they are trying to push human skin and human meat for a reason. This is getting scary. Yeah, I remember a few weeks ago I think it was a podcast, and I was talking about that vegan company that was going to make a vegan burger that tastes like human beings. And I'm just like, well, I'm confused. How do you know how human beings taste? You'd have to know what they taste like in order to recreate that in a veggie burger. I just don't understand this whole appeal of cannibalism. It seems like ever since the Santa Clarita Diet show on Netflix took off, it's just been like all this normalization of cannibalism. It's like the weirdest thing. But on that note, you guys, I really appreciate you guys for coming through and spending the past 2 hours with me. This has been a really fun live. We talked about a lot of stuff. Let me read one more super chat here. Alexis sent $4.99. She says, Travis Scott is the great value version of ASAP Rocky. I was thinking the same thing, girl. Love you, auntie. Love you, too. And thank you for coming through. Manina Nicole says, YouTube is tripping. I tried sending this 8 times. Did you hear about Chris Cuomo being suspended? Chris Cuomo being suspended from CNN after his brother's allegations? I had to change the spelling because it wouldn't let me send this. Oh, wow. So that's, ain't that crazy, y'all? Once she changed it to Chris Cuomo, the super chat came through. But when she was writing Chris Cuomo, it wouldn't let her send it. Thank you for the super chat. I didn't know he was suspended. I didn't know that. I haven't watched CNN in a while. I'm not going to lie. They were being very mean to the unvaxxed, and they were being very disrespectful without understanding that some people are not vaxxed because of medical reasons. And I just was tired of him and Don Lemon just being disrespectful. So I haven't watched them in a while. So I didn't know he was suspended, but I would definitely look into that and check that out. So thank you for that tea. So yeah, it's breaking news. Okay. Let me see if I Google it. I'll be ready to go. Then y'all come through. Like, what the hell? So it's breaking news. Oh my gosh. Indefinitely? I'm lost for words. Not how the mighty have fallen. You was acting like the unvaxxed were devils. Wow. CNN suspends Chris Cuomo indefinitely. Indefinitely. Wow. They're saying, after new documents reveal the cozy and improper nature of his relationship with aides to his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the bench anchorman is declining to comment. Ooh, but had a lot to say about everybody else. I'm not reading all that, but. Like the old saying goes, the same folks that you see on your way up will be the same folks you see on your way down. And they thought they was the shit in 20. You couldn't tell them Cuomo brothers nothing. They be doing their little intro on CNN and him and Andrew will be going back and forth and everybody like, oh, they're so fine. They're so handsome. Wow. You can't put none past nobody. They kept it all in the family, literally. Child, well, thank you for that breaking tea. I appreciate you. Nairobi says, what did you think of Nikki hosting the Real Housewives reunion? I didn't watch it. I watched the first two episodes. I have not watched the third episode yet. But I'm probably going to watch it tonight because I do want to watch it. But that's it. I got nothing else to say, child. So on that note, you guys, thank y'all for coming through. Thank you guys for spending the evening with me. You guys have a good night. I will see you guys again later. Bye.